And right now, as promised, we are joined by the head coach of the St. Louis Blues. 17 NHL seasons as a player. He was named interim head coach in November. He is a finalist for the Jack Adams Award. He just led St. Louis to their first Stanley Cup ever. We are joined by head coach Craig Berube. Craig, it is so good to have you on. How are you?
Thanks, Jim. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
It is so good to have you on. It has been 6 days since you and your guys won the Stanley Cup. What has it been like celebrating with them and the city of St. Louis?
Well, I mean, it's crazy, that's for sure, but a lot of fun. You know, that parade was something else to see. You know, just all the fans and how happy and excited they were. I'm really happy for the city. And, again, to be able to, you know, celebrate with, you know, the team after the win there. And it's great. I was so happy for our players. And, you know, it's a grind. As you know, winning that cup, it takes a lot. It takes some luck and it's a lot of work.
No, I do know that. I mean, I don't know that, but my opinion is it's the biggest grind there is in sports to win the Stanley Cup, to go like every other night for a month, and every single period, every single shift, everything matters. It is the ultimate grind. Now, you played 17 years in the NHL. You played in some cities that absolutely love hockey, Craig, but you've said that St. Louis is the best hockey town you've ever been around. What is it about that city and those fans that make that town so special?
Well, passion for sure, and just to see the passion, and just, you know, I've been there for 2 years, and just to see the support that that town gives the hockey team, well, and also sports town in general, the Cardinals, obviously, but, you know, they're just passionate fans that they were hungry for a winner, and just to see how excited they are, and, you know, I've been in Philadelphia where the fans are obviously very passionate, great sports town in itself. But there's just something special about these fans in St. Louis that I really believe. They're really loyal fans that are very passionate.
Craig Berube joining us. So go back to Wednesday night. You're up 4-1 in the third period. When the final seconds are ticking down, you know you're going to be Stanley Cup champs. What's going through your head? What are those moments like at the very end?
Well, when we got a 4-1 lead and there's still 2 minutes to go, you're still grinding in your head because you don't, you know, you just can't take anything for granted. So the only, you know, the few seconds go down and everybody's jumping in the air and everything, it's just, it's a great feeling, but it's also relief, too, that you won, you know. And they kind of go hand in hand for me as a coach. You know, I think for the players it's different, but as a coach you're always grinding and, you know, the pressure of, you know, trying to deliver that championship. But, you know, it's obviously a great feeling for sure. It's hard to describe that feeling. Just, again, a lot of relief, but enjoyment at the same time.
You know, Craig, I wonder, you've been an NHL head coach before, and I'm guessing that you were looking to get another opportunity, but nobody ever dreams of taking over as an interim coach after a friend has been let go. When you took over, how did you go about making sure that everybody was on the same page and ready to move forward, and most of all, not to give up on the season?
Yeah. Well, it takes time for sure. We had to do a lot of maneuvering with players and things like that and get them in the right seat. But I think the biggest thing was just trying to get these guys on the same page on the ice and playing for each other. It took a lot of meetings. It took a lot of tough meetings with players, individuals, with, you know, team itself. And it's just, we're, as a coaching staff, we just wanted to stress that we won't go anywhere unless we really pull together and start working and playing for each other on the ice. As you know, all good teams, they gotta want to do it for each other. And once that started to come in December at some point, we really started to feel good, but we weren't getting enough wins until Binnington came in, obviously, and really solidified that goaltending position. And that's when we went on our run.
Blues head coach Craig Berube joining us. I mean, it's amazing to me that you were able to get that culture together as quickly as you did. And again, nobody's bigger than the team. That was kind of the whole point you were trying to make. So I don't want to single anybody out, but because you mentioned him, Jordan Binnington was an absolute legend in the postseason. And time again, including Game 7 on the road in the Stanley Cup Final, how do you describe what he's been able to do as a rookie between the pipes?
It's amazing for sure, but again, when I look at, he came in and his first game in Philly, he won. I just thought when I watched him closely, just mentally he was in a good spot. He never got too high or too low. And then when a couple losses came, he rebounded all the time. I think it was, he let things go. He did a good job you know, mentally letting things go, or if you want, didn't get too high, kept his mind even keeled, and, you know, went out there and played. And the same thing in the playoffs. You know, if he had a loss, he'd let it go, move on. And then, again, I thought his best game of the playoffs was Game 7, and that's when we needed him to be his best.
Craig Berube joining us. You know, Game 7 is really something, right? I mean, you've got a chance to close this thing out at home in Game 6 against Boston. That didn't go so well, but instead, you bounce back like you had all season long. You go on the road, and you dominate a really tough, experienced Bruins team in their house in Game 7. Knowing how the team had bounced back time and time again, did it feel like maybe that was the perfect ending for this group?
Well, it did, to be honest with you. I thought Game 6... just my feeling before the game, you're just a little bit edgy because of what, you know, if, when you're coming into the arena and you're seeing all the fans down there and everybody thinking you're going to win the cup tonight. It's a lot of pressure, I thought, on our players. And I thought that we didn't seem exactly right before the game. And I was a little concerned with, you know, if you don't win, you're letting the whole city down. That's the way you feel. So it was a lot, but you know, we didn't get off to the start we wanted to, and Boston got the lead. And in that series, the lead was really important for both teams. When they got the lead, they seemed to win. So it didn't work out in Game 6. But I thought our guys were almost, you know, the next day they felt relieved and ready to go for Game 7. I felt they were calm and in a good spot. So I was pretty excited about Game 7. I wasn't worried at all. I knew we'd come out and play hard. And again, Binnington really played well in the first period, kept us in there, and we ended up getting a couple goals, and we're in a good spot.
You know, Craig, you came so close to winning a cup as a player, so you know about the battle. How much of success in the NHL postseason is about physical skill, and how much is it about physical and mental toughness?
Yeah, I believe it's a lot about mental toughness and physical toughness. And, you know, we talked about mental toughness a lot once we took over as a coaching staff, how important it is for your players to be mentally tough and let things go and deal with adversity. And we had to deal with a lot of adversity for sure, getting into the playoffs, but also in the postseason. But it's a grind, like I said, and you got to be mentally tough and physically tough. And we were both in the playoffs, and you got to get some puck luck, which we did. And, you know, now we're champions.
Yes, you are. They can't take that from you. Listen, before you go, some of your teammates who played with you over the years have some legendary stories about you, both in practice and in games. But the other thing that comes up isn't just about your toughness and your competitiveness. It's about your head for the game, your mind for the game. Who are the coaches that you learned from the most when you were coming up?
Oh, there's a number of them. You know, I played for a bunch of real good coaches. I played for Mike Keenan my first few years in the league. So, you know, they all have their own little, thing, the way they coach and what they preach and stuff. So I guess, you know, my opinion, you know, I probably took a lot from everybody, you know. I was around Ken Hitchcock a lot throughout my career, junior, hockey, pro, and then coached alongside of him in Philadelphia. So he had a big influence on me about how he does things, and he's a very successful coach, obviously. I got a lot of good friends, Rick Tocchet, Dale Hunter, that I really talk to a lot about hockey. They're both great coaches, and I played with both of them as teammates. So I had a lot of good guys around me throughout my career that I learned from.
Boy, Tocchet was one of my favorites. I loved him as a player. I loved having him on the show back in the day. He was such a quality guy in the room. But, I mean, Craig, Mike Keenan, I mean, what a fierce, fierce guy he was. What was he like to play for when you came up?
You better be on your toes, I'll tell you that, because he would do things from out of nowhere that he always kept you on your toes, and especially if you're a young guy. And he was hard on you, but at the same time, I thought he was pretty fair for the most part, but you had to be on your toes all the time, you know. And if you weren't, he didn't play. End of story. He didn't give you another chance till later on. You were out, and that was it. So it made you be ready to go and made you be on your toes right away as a young guy.
And then, Craig, finally, you mentioned what it's been like the last few days in that town, in that city, with your guys celebrating it all. You know, when I think about all-time Blues greats, one of the first guys that comes to mind is Brett Hull. And Hully, as you know, went legend at the parade. One thing for you, Craig, listen to this.
Glory, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. I think I got your number, Gloria.
I don't know, man. Craig, when I think about this guy, when he was doing it, nobody was doing it better, man. Holy was the ultimate sniper. But then when I see him do that, I think that might be his most legendary moment. How about the legend going legend the way he did?
He was he put a clinic on for a few days. He's not a very good singer, but he's a hell of a goal scorer. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, one of the best ever. One of the best ever. Craig Berube is the head coach of the St. Louis Blues. 17 years as a player. He's got his Stanley Cup. Craig, I really appreciate it. Congratulations. Have fun with that, and really good to have you on the show.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for doing it, Craig. Appreciate you. Congrats. St. Louis, you've got your Stanley Cup. And the way they did it was absolutely amazing. Hate to belabor the point, but they were the worst team in the NHL in January. And the best team in the NHL in the end. Amazing, amazing run. To lose that game at game six at home when they had a chance to finish, and then to go on the road and to beat a tough, experienced Bruins team that came out flying in game seven was absolutely incredible.
Glory, Gloria!